Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim, Daf Nun Aleph, picking up on Nun Namah Beis by the bottom of the page. About 11 lines up from the bottom, last one in the line, next combo. Davar Halamid B'Kavachomer, Maushi Elamid B'Binyanav, something which is learned its dinim through a Kavachomer. That's how it came about, its dinim. Can it go and pass on those dinim through a Binyan Av? Says Gemara Rabbi Yirmiyah, Toshima. Let's take a look from the following Mishnah, which is coming up later on. Malak V'Nimtzei Streifa. Let's say a coin does malika. That's what we do to a bird. Instead of shchit, they do malika, and they do it during the karban. And it turns out it is a treifa. Oh, says the Gemara. I mean, Meir says, Eino mitama l'beis habliya. This does not be mitame with tuma beis habliya. In other words, when it is swallowed. That's how a bird, a nevela, will pass on tuma. So it's not going to happen like that. Yehuda, Omer, Yehuda says, it is Mitama Vesabia. I'm Rabbi Meir. Meir says Kavachomer. Could learn from a Kavachomer. Uma Nivlas Behema. Shemitama B'magomasa. A Nevela, which is an animal that wasn't shechted properly, that died, that's going to be Mitama. Passed on Tuma. Through touching it or through carrying it. Shchitasa Mitaheres Trefasa Mitumaso. The Shchita is going to retire it from being a Trefa. Is going to be a tire one that is trefa of its tuma. Nevelas of she'ain mitam magmasa. It's not mitam with magmasa. It's only through beisad bliya. And didn't she take shchita some tire as trefa some mitumasa? Then of course what's going to be is that the shchita is going to be mitirit from that state. What comes out from Rabbi Meir's kavachomi here is that the shchita is going to be mitire something which is not kadosh from the tuma of nevela. So we talk about shchita. Now we take a look to extend to malika by binyanav. Mamatzina b'shchita shemechsharta b'achila. Just what we find by a regular animal, regular bird, that shchita is going to make it kosher. Now ready to go to eat. Beep, turn the page. Chutnanav amanav. Metayer is trefasa b'tumasa. And it's also going to be metayer from its trefa state of tuma. Af malika shemechsharta b'achila. So too, malika, which is machshir to be eaten, it should purify that which is treif of its tumah. That's her mayor. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, no, dayo kenivlas behema tahora. It's enough for the bird body to be like an animal body. So you know, the carcass of an animal. Sheshchitasam tahara velo malikasa. Then it says that shchita is going to make it tahara from its tumah, but not its malika. Okay, but Kum Tachais, we see if Mary uses a Kavachomer, and then a Binyan Kumerfer, according to him, it actually you can double up on it. It says, Gemara, not a Raya, Valohi. Hasam, over there, Tehave, one second, Valohi. Rashi explains these two things about the happy now. Hasam, firstly, Rav Meir doesn't rely only, primarily on this binyan Av mentioned over there in that Mishnah. He's using a Hekesh that compares to Malika directly with the shchita of an animal that's not muktash, and to have a he, and even if there was, were to be the case that Meir is using the combo of the Kavachomer binyan Av, that we say it's not a Raya, because mishchita dechulin kasim, because the proof of Malika came from the shchita of a bird that's not kachim, and which we said came from the shchita of an animal that wasn't kadosh, and these two things were nothing with kachim, therefore that's not a discussion at all. Okay, moving along. Davar Lama Binyan Av. What about something that's learned from a Binyan Av? Maushi Lamed Behekesh Ube Gezerah Shava Ube Kavachomer Ube Binyan Av. What's the din? Can it then pass on that din through a Hekesh or a Gezerah Shava or a Kavachomer or a Binyan Av? Says Gemara, Pshot Meha Chada. At least let's answer one of these questions. Mipnei ma amru lan bidam kosher. Why did they say that if you have dam that was left after its time, like lina, after you know the sun, after sundown, right after the shkia, why does it say that if the blood that's left over there, which is pasul, is still something which is going to be kosher in some way, right? If it got put on the mizbeach, it's left there, and you don't go ahead and you don't bring it down once you put it up on the Mizbeach. Sharei lan be'emurim kasher. Because we can learn out from the idea of a carbon's dam and it's a murim, that we know that if they're left overnight in the chatzah, and therefore the pasul, they're still ready to be put. If they live in the mizbeach, if they're put over there, lan be emurim kasher, and we know that if the emurim were left overnight, they're going to be kasher. Sharei lan bebasar kasher, because we learn out from another din, that of the basar, the flesh itself, of the shlamim that's kept overnight is going to be fit for consumption. So Sivir binyanav, followed by another binyanav, that it does work. And then it continues and says, Yotzei, and let's see, you have a part of a carbon that's taken out of the Azar, and therefore now it's possible it can be burnt to Mizbeach if it's put there. Hol v'yotzei kasher bebama, since it's completely fit in reference to a bama, the tame and a something which is tame, a part of the carbon is pani, it's fit to be left on the Mizbeach, hol v'hutter b'avodas tzibor, since we know that we matter if there's like a tumah b'tzibor, chutz l'zmano, and if it's outside of its time, making a pigul, hol u'meratz l'pigulo, since such a thing at least is going to create its status of pigul, chutz l'mkomo, and outside of its time, also hol v'hukash l'chutz l'zmano, since it's compared with shchita, which is done with kavanati outside of its time, shekiblo psulin, and whose dam was received by someone who's pasul, v'zarku daman, who's thrown it by someone who's pasul, is going to be ra'oi v'hanach psulin d'chazu l'avodas tzibor, because we're speaking about those psulin who are fit to be involved with the tzibor. If there's a communal type of situation, who are we talking about here? Kohanim that are tame. Says Rashi, "Mahanach psul and machshirin the chazal avod the sibor kagon coin tame like a coin tame." Okay, so there that was the raya, and then we just continue finishing off the parasha. Now the Gemara says, "Hold on one second. V'chi danin davar shelo bechshero midavar shechshero." Are we able to learn out v'chi danin? Can we learn out davar something which is shelo bechshero, which is done improperly? Midavar shechshero, something which is done properly. Of course not. How can we compare something that's left over with something that's kept over shlamim meat? Stuff that's left over is disqualified when we live overnight, but the shlamim meat is not and must be eaten on the next day. It says Gemara, Tana mizos toras ha'ola riba samachle. Tana of this brisa doesn't rely on these things alone to teach us that these things can stay on top of the mizbech. Rather, he learns out from the pasuk. It says, "Zos Torah Ola." This is the Torah of the Ola, which is including some things in the class of things that should stay on top of the mizbech and leave over other things. And we're just using these parallels to learn out which thing belongs in each particular category. Next part of the next part of the Mishnah. Shiyare Hadam. He would pour the leftover the blood on the western part of the outer mizbech. My taima. What's the reason he would pour the blood in that place? Marakurea, Pasuk says, Al Yisod Mizbech Ola Asher Pasach Asher Pesach Ol Moed. Hahu the Pagav Reisha. So this is implying that the blood is going to pour it on the base that he comes to first when leaving the Heichal, which is on the western base. Tana Rabbanan, Al Yisod Mizbech Ola. Torah says that all the blood should be poured into the base of the Ola. Of the Mizbech Ola, the Ola Mizbech. Below Yisod Mizbech HaPnimi, but not on the inner Mizbech. El Yisod Mizbech HaOla, Ein Lo Yisod LePnimi Atzmo, it's telling us that there's no base to the inner altar itself. El Yisod Mizbech HaOla, Tein Yisod Mizbech Shel Ola, telling us that apply the base, the pouring of the left of the blood, to all of the carbonates that brought on the Ola, Mizbech, o eno ella mizbecha shel ola yeheli yisod, or maybe the last pasuk is telling us that only when a kohen throws a dam against a mizbech, he should be clear that the part of the ola mizbech to which he throws it should have a base, which will disqualify the southeast corner for that because it doesn't have a base.
I'm Rabbi Yishmael, says Rabbi Yishmael. Kal v'chomer, we have ourselves a kal v'chomer. Ma shirayim shein mechaprim, if the shirayim, the leftover chatas dam, which is not mechaper, tuning yisod, needs to be the misod, tchilas ola shem mechaper, is in a dinshin yisod, and the first dam of the ola, which is going to be mechaper, of course it's going to need the yisod. Right, so this chiyav, that the ola's dam has to be thrown against part of the mizbeach, surrounded below by the base, we learn that out from a kal v'chomer. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ma Shirayim, says Rabbi Akiva, Ma Shirayim she'ein mechaprim ve'ein boin lekapara. If the Shirayim, which are not mechaper, they're not coming to, if the leftover of the chatas dam, which is not mechaper, and isn't coming for the purposes of any sort of kapara, to uni yisod, then tchila solos mechaper shabala kapara. That's what it's doing. And if din shetun yisod, of course, it's going to be yisod. Says Gemara, hold on a second. In Cain, if it's true that we learn by the kal v'chomer that the dam of ola has to be put on the part of the mizbeach surrounded by the base, ma tamad lomar el yisod mizbeach ola. What is it becoming? What's it telling us that? Tein yisod lemizbeach shel ola. Apply the din of the base to all of the carbonas brought on the mizbeach ola, right? The leftover dam of these things should be poured on the base. Amar mar ha'ola el yisod mizbach velo yisod mizbach hapnimi. We said that onto the base of the ola mizbeach, but not onto the base of the inner mizbeach. Says Gemara, but hami ba'ilei legufei. But when we see the word ola over here, we actually need it for itself to know which mizbeach we're dealing with. Because we're going to know, me'asher pesach ha'ohel moed nafka. That we learned out from the last word of the pasuk, which says the entrance of the ohel moed, and that's the location of where it was. That was the ola mizbeach. So why do you have the word ola over there? To teach you, it's only the ola mizbeach and not the inner one. That's where you go ahead and you pour the dam. El Yisod Mizbach Ha'ola. It said onto the base of the Ola Mizbach. What does that teach us? Beep, turn the page. Nun Alpha Base. Tein Yisod Mizbach Shel Ola. Apply the din of the Yisod to all carbonas brought on the Ola Mizbach. If you would think that it should be understood like it's written, that the shirayim of the nasi's chatas, of the outer chatas, be poured on the outer mizbeach. Hani lamali, why do I need this to teach me this? The shirayim. Pardon, why do I need these words to tell me? It's the shirayim? You would think it means like for the shirayim to teach that the leftover of the nasi's chatas dam should be poured in the outer mizbeach base and not in the inner one? That we know. Habirai Avid Lahu. The main service that was done was on the outer Mizbeach. Why would the dam be poured in the inner one? V'chitem, if you want to say, Da'apich Meipach, beep, turn the page. No basim enough. That we're going to switch the broy legavoy, that the leftover dam of the outer to the base of the inner one, utigavoy lebrai, and the blood of the inner one to the outer Mizbeach. Ha'ein lo yisod l'pnimi atzmo, but the inner mizbeach doesn't have a base, so that can't be. So, if the pasuk was understood straight up as it's written, it would be extra. So we're forced to explain that the pasuk is teaching us a din that the law of the base should be applied to all karbonas brought to the outer mizbeach. The next part of the Baisa says, O Eino Ella, because that's full stop. Next part of the Baisa we saw in Amud Aleph was, O Eino Ella Mizbeach Shel Ola Yehele Yisod. Or maybe it means that the part of the Ola Mizbeach to which the Kohen initially throws a dam should have a base. Miksev, the Gemara says, Miksev El Yisod Ola, onto the base of the Ola place? Of course not. El Yisod Mizbeach Ola Ksev. It doesn't say El Yisod Ola, El Yisod Mizbeach Ola. The pasuk's talking about the initial dam, the applications. Then the word mizbeach shouldn't be over here. Mizbeach would be mashma that the ola's mizbeach initial dam that's put over there should be done opposite the base. But this can't be by chatas because the blood is put on the kronos, on the corners, on the horns of the mizbeach. And therefore, if we were going to explain it like you want to say, that the Torah should have said, onto the base of the Ola place. And for the Gemara, Ihaviksiv El Yisoda Ola. No, if it was written on the base of the Ola place, Havamina Bezekifa El Yisod, I would have said that the blood should be thrown on a Zekifa, like as an up to down, a vertical part of the base. Hashtadiksiv El Yisod Nizbecha Ola. Now it's like this, Agago the Yisod. I know it's the roof of the base. The top part, horizontal, that sticks out, is where you go and you put it, which is similar to the top of the Mizbech. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.